This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we are taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Denmark and Tunisia. You're now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
So guys, we've just been to Denmark versus Tunisia. A truly spectacular game, full of energy, and the Tunisian fans also made some great noise. Let's talk about all that. My name is Arnie Barres. I'm joined today by Pascal Zuberbühler, our goalkeeper expert, Jürgen Klinsmann and Dori Cha, our technical expert, and Harry Lowe, our performance analyst. Welcome, guys. Dori, I would like to start with you, and in the very beginning of the game, I felt there was great intensity right from the start.
Yes, first of all, it was very impressive to see how the almost 40,000 Tunisian fans support his team with full of emotion and energy. Was very good to see. And first, I think 10, 15 minutes, Tunisia try to bring the energy on the pitch, and every duel they was there, they were strong, they was physically strong and full of emotion. But after 15, 20 minutes, Denmark come with his experienced players and control the game more and more. But if Tunisia have the ball, then they was always good. They created chances, they were strong with the ball, they were skillful and physically strong in the duel. So was a very exciting game until the last minute.
Great. And Jürgen, you mentioned this as well, that especially in the beginning, Denmark managed to stay calm and then slowly gained more and more control over the game, right?
Yeah, I think we really saw an exciting World Cup game. And it felt like, really, this is about the World Cup, because Tunisia came out and went 200 miles an hour. And they badly wanted to score right away and had these fantastic fans behind them. But the way then Denmark was capable to weather the storm, to calm things down, they kept things very, very simple, playing out of the back. Obviously, they had a back five line. They always looked for Eriksen. Most of the time, he was all over the place. I don't know how much he ran today. It was fantastic to see that he's in such a good shape. And then they try to go forward as well and try to find their opportunities there. It went back and forth, even if it was not created too many chances in the game itself, but it was full of emotion. It was full of technical finesse. And I think the tie at the end of the day was okay.
Great. And one thing I felt that they didn't manage, especially in the first half, was to really create good chances. On the other hand, Tunisia had at least a lot of shots on goal and possibly the biggest chance in the first half. When you describe the way they played, Dori, how would you describe it, playing forward?
They stay with five in the back, and then they had two holding midfielders. They make the job very well over 90 minutes, and they have three very dangerous attacking players. They have speed, they have the skills, they have the technique, they make the runs, the line breaking runs. And in the first half, the striker had a great chance after the line breaking run. I think Schmeichel make a great save.
That's right. In this situation, I have to say, Schmeichel, he showed up. He's a huge experience, and he's a top-class goalkeeper. And it was great to see. In general, also a fantastic 0-0. For me, I'm looking really very much forward to have those games where both keepers could show up their quality. And Schmeichel, as Jürgen mentioned before, from the defense, they played really, really easy out from the defense. They stay calm. But you see also, if you have at your back as a defender, Schmeichel in the goal, it's fantastic to see how he is dealing with the distribution. Very nice, and I liked also to see his out of the hand side volleys instead of a throw. That was impressive to see this technique. Yeah, this is not a. Not every keeper can deliver a ball like this, but also when you have the ball on the feet, you have a great long ball, and it was great to see him playing in this on this level. And then on the opposite side, if I can keep going to talk from the keeper's perspective, I saw this young 25-year-old Daman goalkeeper from Tunisia, and he made a crucial save, I have to say, on the 69th minute when Eriksen had a good shot around the box, and he had a brilliant save also in this situation. And I was very happy to see this intensive game with two good goalkeepers with two fantastic clean sheets.
So we just one comment on those side volleys. I mean, from they were just so accurate. He broke lines with those passes. They were really fast at the with the receiver. They were easy to control. This was really great, right?
Yeah, that was very special to see. You know, you could also go with a throw, but this is his technique. What he have, we know Kasper. He have a fantastic delivery. Even the longer balls, but this was really great to see, and we will looking forward to see him again in this direction to deliver balls.
Yeah, just to come in on some interesting points in the data here, linked to what you were saying, Jiri, about the fast start, the receptions between the midfield and the defensive line for Tunisia in the first half. By the time they got to 10 minutes in the game, they'd already received in that space 20 times, compared to Denmark, who had received only 5. So as the half progressed, by the time we got to 30 minutes in the game, we could see that Tunisia by this point had 30 receptions between the midfield and the defensive line, and by this point Denmark had caught up. So that fast start by Tunisia was reflected in the receptions in that area of the pitch, but by that you said that Denmark sort of calmed down and grew into the game, and that was reflected in that start.
And in the end of the game, it was spectacular, I felt, with lots of great chances for both teams. And question to both of you, Jürgen and Duri, were the teams missing a finisher, or why was it just bad luck, or what was the problem that they didn't score?
Yeah, it might be that way. I mean, it might be that, you know, even if they put so much energy in there and so much work and they tried really hard, and there are some chances on both sides, especially the header from Christensen hit the post then, so they got really close. But still, you know, and even Denmark brought on a real number 9 then, you know, 25 minutes before the end of the game to hold also the ball better and to go more direct towards goal. Obviously it ended 0-0, and that means that even if you're a good striker and maybe you had a good game, it's not satisfying. Because you're measured on goals, you need to score, and this is the moment kind of to come out in a World Cup and use those moments to make yourself a name. And both teams, none of those, you know, strikers at the end of the day made themselves a name, even if they put so much work into it. So we'll be curious now to see Tunisia, you know, in the next game, and also Denmark in the next game, who starts there to score the first goals for them.
Yeah, I think also Tunisia spent a lot of energy, because Denmark controlled the game, they had more ball position, so they have to work in more in the defense, especially the front three players in front, they run a lot against the ball, so when they win the ball and go in the counter-attack, then maybe they have not the last energy, last power for the last sharp pass or the finishing. So but yeah, this is football. Was a great team spirit from Tunisia, and we see. I hope they bring in the next game also the energy on the pitch like today. Then we will see a great game.
And from an individual perspective, Laiduni stood out in the midfield, right?
Yeah, the both holding midfielders make a great job against the three from Denmark. Running a lot, and when they have the ball, then they're playing clear passes to the attacking players, and they're moving forward and also go with the ball forward. So I think both guys make a great job.
It's interesting you brought up Lyduni Dury, because for his total line breaks, he was the highest for Tunisia. So he had 15 line breaks, with 10 breaking the Denmark midfield line. So maybe give an indication of the control he had, or the impact he had on his team.
Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of those line breaks also came from dribblings, progressions, because he was like dribbling with the ball and breaking lines all the time. Maybe to end on a more general note, Jürgen, this was a very physical game, but at the same time with great technical qualities. Do you think that's somewhat of a general trend in football?
Oh, over the years, obviously, and leading there definitely is the Champions League, there where you see not only the physical aspect on a very high pace, but also technically how they move the ball around with one or two touches. And both teams did that, demonstrated that really well. It was fast passing out of the back. It was not a slow build-up. You know, at both teams try to build up quickly, try to get into the other half of the opponent as quickly as possible and find a way to kind of to break then the last line, meaning the defensive line, as often as they could. But still, you need goals then. And that's what we hope now from Tunisia and from Denmark in their next game. I think both can be happy with this 1 point. What I really liked was the intensity of the one-against-one battles. So a lot on the field, you could see them fight one-against-one, which we haven't seen in many of those games. You know, there was more passing-related games, but today it was really that people ran at each other and wanted to pass each other and wanted to measure themselves, you know, almost in private battles. So we saw a lot of them today, which was exciting. But it cost them a lot of strength. It cost them a lot of energy today. So they definitely need to rest their players really for a couple of days, as long as they can.
Guys, fantastic. We are finally out of the traffic and on our way to watch France versus Australia. Thank you all for listening, and please join us again later.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.